Babasar Peches Mishna Zayin. A Kosev Nechasov Levan. A person writes his Nechasim to his son that he wants to give them over. Tzach Sheyichtov Mehayom La'achar Misa. Devar Behuda. Behuda says that he has to write that it's from today and after he dies. Meaning, Rav explains that the guf of the karka, the principle, the actual land, is being given over today, but the use of the property and all the peiros, that is given over after he dies. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eino Tzarch. Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to write Mehayom L'Acher Miso because it's self-evident by the fact that there's a date on the shtar. Why would the guy write a date, like the Rav points out? Obviously, if he's writing a date, it's showing that he wants the actual guf of the karka to be sold today, and then the peiros he will still have access to the father, and then only be given over to the son after he dies. Kivager brings a question, how is it possible that the father can even be makne the peiros after he dies? Yes, it's true that he's giving over as a matana the karka, but you see that the peiros he's not giving over to after he dies, so how does he have the ability to do that? You can't give a matana after somebody dies. So one pshat Kivager says is that really he's being makne the peiros now. It's not that he's waiting to give over the fruits, the rights to the fruits and the benefits. He's not giving that over after Misa. He's actually giving it over now. He's just, at the same time, keeping for himself a portion of the peiros that he's able to use while he's still alive. That's one teretz. There's also the Beis Meir that he brings. The Beis Meir holds that which we say there's no kinyan after Misa, that's when the whole kinyan is done after Misa. But if it starts before Misa, like in this case, it was partially given over, i.e. the physical property was given over, even though the benefits of the property were given over later. But if the process started and it's only finishing after Misa, where the finishing is the peiros are coming after Misa, that the son now has the ability to enjoy from the peiros, that's not a problem of Ein Kinyan La'achar Misa. So now, Mishnah continues. Hakosev Nechasov Livno La'achar Moso. Person writes in Nechasov to his son the same way we said, which is Hayom La'achar Misa, according to Behuda, or with the date by itself, that's fine, according to B.O.C. He does it like this after he dies, that the peiros will be to the son after he dies, but the karka belongs to him even before. Laben. The father can't sell it a complete sale to somebody else because the son really owns the guf of the karka. And the son can't sell it completely to somebody else because the father still has reshus, he still has the peiros. But if the father happens to sell, he sells the rights to the peiros, because that's all he has, the father. He can't completely sell it, but he can sell the rights to the peiros until he dies. So whoever purchases from the father purchases the ability to have the peiros. And if the son sells it, the purchaser doesn't have any rights to it until the father dies, because he can't even have peiros while the father's still alive. So what is he going to do? So once the father dies, that's when he has rights to the property. Now, while the father is alive, the Mishnah continues, Ha'av toilashu machil chol mishiyertza. Since the father has reshus of the peiros, it's not just the peiros for him to eat. He can detach from the peiros and feed whoever he wants. It's not just that he has the ability to eat for himself. That's not all he kept for himself. He has all the peiros, all the rights to the peiros. U'mashin yachtolash harehu shel yorshin. And anything that was cut, and then let's say it was cut and then he died, and it's already detached, that all the Yarshan inherit equally. They are not included in the matana to the specific son. Now, what about something that grew while the father was still alive, that was standing to be cut? Only says something that was cut, but what are something that was standing to be cut? There's a concept of anything that stands to be cut is a din that it should be considered cut. It seems that whatever standing to be cut does not go to the Yarshan would go to the son, and that's because, even though it stands to be cut, because a person's das to his son is more generous. Masha Enkein, if it wasn't his son, let's say it was the same type of situation, a person gives a matana to somebody else, it's not just what was cut, but even what was standing to be cut would go to the Yarshan, because he doesn't have the same ayin tovet to somebody else. Mishnah Kedinu Sinyach Banim Gedoyel Muktanim. If he leaves over sons that were older and younger, Ktanim. Ein HaGedolim Esparnasim Al HaKtanim V'lo HaKtanim Nizonim Al HaGedolim. The adult sons don't, Lashon of Parnassus, taking for clothing and the such, where you need more money for it. Older children spend more money on clothing and things like that. They don't take from the pot. They don't take from what was left over unconditionally. And also the Ketanim, children eat more than the adults. Not only do they eat more, they waste more, and they eat in more periods of the day. They don't just take unconditionally from the pat elecholkin b'shava. They have to divide it equally. Nasu hagedolim yisu aktanim. If the older children, after the father died, use the money to pay for their weddings, the ketanim, when they also have that same right, and they would save that money and designate that money to do the same. Vim amru ketanim hare anu noisim geder shenasasim atem. But if the ketanim say, we want to get married the same way that you guys got married, in this case, the adults got married while the father was alive. Ein shomim lam, we don't listen to the ketanim, elamash nosan lamavim nosan. Whatever the father already gave the gedolim while the father was alive was already given. It's not part of the cheshbon. Now the father died, even though the gedolim are already married and the father already paid for that, it's in the past. Maidahava hava, and now you would just split it equally, and you would not designate money for the children's weddings. Rather, it would just be split equally.